Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back in the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay, so how many of you guys have gone on dating sites to find somebody? Now, that's kind of the now the norm. You know, obviously with COVID, you can't really go to the bar, you can't go to the club, you can't meet somebody. You know, really hard to be set up on a blind date if a lot of restaurants are still kind of closed or, you know, it's not really easy for the whole, you know, falling in love and meeting somebody. But you have people that, I mean, they got biological clocks, okay? They can't sit here and wait for COVID to be over. And, you know, they got things to see and people to do. And there's a drive for parenthood. There may not be a drive for marriage, but apparently there's a drive for parenthood. And one thing that I was alerted to last week is there's a huge surge in something called platonic parenthood. I'm sorry, my eye is bothering me. Oh, my gosh, my eye is itchy. No, it's not COVID. I got itchy eyes, probably from the makeup. I got some metallic makeup on. Anyway, the platonic parenthood sort of dating sites out there like PollenTree.com, CoParent.com, or CoParenting.com allows people that really want to have a baby that don't really want to marry the person they're going to have a baby with to have a baby with them. Now, not only does this help the LGBTQ community, but it helps those who, look, I want to be a dad, I want to be a mom, but I don't think I want to live with somebody for 30, 40 years. And that's very interesting. It's really interesting how our, you know, our marriage landscape and our approach to nuptials and monogamy has been. You know, we're becoming a society where, you know, people have baby mamas. Or, I mean, if they want to have children or they want to have sex with somebody and they get pregnant, they don't necessarily have to commit to them. They could still be in a relationship with them, still help provide support, but they don't necessarily live with them. I don't know if that would work for me because, I mean, I am very, very busy. I am very busy. And to have a kid, I needed a partner. I don't feel I could raise a kid on my own. I don't. And I know women are like, come on, Dahlia, you know, stand up for us women. We could do it. You guys could do it. I don't think I could. I mean, it just, I was so spread thin with work and running a medical practice and all that. There is no way I could have parented my kids with my husband. In fact, I think my husband, you know, did the brunt of it. I mean, I breastfed for 6 weeks and then I was like, I brought them to work. I went back to work 3 days after having Brock, my second one. I went back to work 2 weeks after having Stone because we only had 2 weeks vacation. So I could have, I guess, taken more and put off residency, but I'm like, no, he could come with me to work. I mean, my, you know, as a fetus, he bounced around all the time when I went, you know, between here and there to patients and all that. I mean, you know, he could come to work with me. So I brought him to work with me. And so, and it wasn't in the hospital. Luckily, by then I was kind of doing my elective. So, you know, I could go to an office, put him in kind of a back room office and keep him away from patients and things like that. But I still wanted to breastfeed and I still wanted to work. So for me, I needed a partner. But I think these mating sites, basically what happens is you go online. And you specify your preferences. You specify if you want to be a sperm donor or if you need a sperm donor. You know, specify actually a few things what you want. If you want to donate an egg, if you want to adopt, if you want to. So these sites kind of help hook you up with somebody that then allows you to do this. Now, they don't manage the whole fertilization. So let's say I'm single and I want a baby. And there's a man out there going, look, I want a baby too. I don't want to live with you, but I want a baby with you. All right, we have a couple options. I can have sex with him. if he doesn't want to have sex with me, which probably, like, that's 100% probably like, I'm going to pass on that. He could give the sperm to, he could do it in a lab, right, where we can, actually, he could just give me the sperm, and I could insert it or have a doctor insert it. That's, you know, that's an artificial semination. You could mix the egg, and you can mix the sperm in a lab, make an embryo, and then implant it in the female. That's in vitro fertilization, right? In vivo is in the body, vitro is outside in the lab. So but that doesn't get handled by the dating sites or the mating sites. They're called mating sites, and you can find somebody who will platonically have a baby with you. Now, what does this mean for the babies? What does this mean for the child? Well, it's interesting. There's been a lot of debate, all right, on whether a single parent or, you know, parents who might have not been, shall we say, both biological parents of the child versus biological parents, there's been debates on which is better, okay? Personally, most of the science goes towards a loving home. So if you have two people that have a baby together, but they hate each other, and they're arguing all the time, they can't stand each other, they say that home is not as good as having two parents or two people who love that child, and the child grows up nurtured, whether there's the genetics from one of them or not. The co-parenting, those sites, don't necessarily talk about, well, do you have to live together or do you have to live in the same city? Or apparently what the parents do is they figure out visitation. They figure out. Now, you know, some children will be like, you know, it was really hard to go to two separate houses. You know, I just kind of wanted one home. And that would be for the parents to figure out. And I don't think we have enough science because this co-parenting thing is kind of new. But, you know, again, it's, you know, the homes that are quote-unquote broken, meaning I don't think it's so much a broken home when there's a divorce. There's a broken home when there's the fighting and there's the tenseness and there's the lack of love and the lack of unity. You know, some of that science leads towards, you know, which is, you know, less harmful, shall we say. So, personally, I think two dads, two moms can raise a baby. I think co-parents can do it. It's just, if the kid's traveling between two different states, probably not going to work as well. You know? Remember, part of the reason why there was this animosity towards single-parent homes is because the child would feel left out because they were going to school with people who had two parents. Well, the average child doesn't have two parents now. I mean, the norm is changing. But I think the platonic parenthood is popular because I think there's a lot of people out there that just really don't want marriage. You know, I mean, I love being married. I don't know how my husband feels about it. I love it. But a lot of people are like, nah, I'm going to pass. 1-877-DOT-FELLY. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a 5-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from 3 times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to 3 times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowway.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Gosh, my nose is running. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Get the calls, send the calls to the to Daniel and Jason. They'll answer them. 1-877-DOCDALI. So one of the things that I had received throughout the throughout the weekend are various sorts of emails, all right? There's, you know, there were a lot of people kind of concerned about the election. There were a lot of people excited about the election. You know, I had a lot of students going, oh, my gosh, look at this. And they were all happy. And then you had some people that weren't happy. And, you know, I fielded all the emotions, and I get it. You know, it's kind of strange to have half the country rejoicing while half the country's upset. But those that were upset, they were really, really upset. And not upset, meaning I'm mad and I want to kill myself. It was I don't know what to do. I can't turn on the TV. I can't escape to social media. I can't talk to anybody. And the election depression that I'm seeing is, I think, a lot more than we're understanding and that we're appreciating. And so when people have written me saying, what do I do? Now, and I don't know if they were asking that in terms of, you know, what do I do for my stock markets? What do I do in terms of, you know, I feel there was cheating, or what do I, you know? And, you know, I've talked about election depression, and I've talked about how the reason why people have it. So if you chose a side that lost, I mean, the lack of control is debilitating. Thinking that you lack any control and that anything you do or your vote doesn't count is very, very stressful. And, you know, we have these ideals, we have these American ideals, and we think that, you know, everything's going to be fair. If you feel the election was fair, you're happy. If you feel the election wasn't, you're really despondent. The other thing is the finality of it. Even though this isn't final, it just felt like all of a sudden it's over. You know, with the media going crazy and people, you know, out in the streets. And so for some people, they were like, you know what, I guess it's done. And then you have other people that actually channeled their depression into, I'm going to fight. You know, one of my liberal friends said, why aren't people letting this go? Why are they, you know, and it's also a defense mechanism, too. You know, there's somebody out there that started a petition to petition the Supreme Court. He's right now, he's out of Arizona. His name is Anthony Kurtz. He has over 2 million signatures, 2.1 million signatures. He kind of channeled his you know, upset and frustration with the election. I'm going to start a petition. It'd be interesting if he gets 80 million people to sign this, and there was only, what, 69 million people that voted for President Trump. So that will be kind of interesting, you know, to see, you know, in terms of, you know, numbers out there. But you saw many people out on the streets protesting. You saw many people kind of, you know, they're keeping themselves busy. And, you know, I mean, I told people that, you know, if you are depressed, you definitely want to, you know, start writing a book, start building stuff with your house, build. But, you know, when people feel like they don't lack control, one of the defense mechanisms, sometimes it's healthy, sometimes it's not, is to try to gain control. You know, what did you lose control of? So the lack of control, and then the embarrassment. There were a lot of people very, very vocal about who they were going to vote for, and you know, they did that, and they have every right to, and people should be vocal and all that, but they're embarrassed. There's the loser-loser, you know, and the winner-winner chicken dinner thing going on right now. So you have people that are embarrassed. You know, you see a huge exodus from people leaving Facebook to go to Parler and other sites because, you know, people don't want to look like they lost, especially if they don't feel like they lost. So this election depression is pretty overwhelming. We just heard somebody, and I don't know why they did this, but I guess somebody asked a realtor to take him to see some high rises, and he goes and he jumps off the building and dies. And we are going to see an uptick in suicides. We are going to see an uptick in alcohol and drugs, et cetera, because there's no escape. Even if you're on the winning side, there's not a lot of escape from this. People don't want to hear about politics all the time. You know, that's why I had such an issue with football. All right? You know, I study what Pelosi says and what Mitch McConnell says, and I see the back and forth and Schumer and President Trump and all that, but I go to football as an escape. I mean, there's Democrats out there or liberals out there or Republicans out there that are like, fine, I'm fine with the results, we're moving on, but they can't escape it. It's all over, and I get it's an election year, but there's no escape. So if you can't go to social media to escape, if you can't go to TV to escape, and a lot of us are watching movies or watching, I've been starting to watch this one show on Bravo, Below Deck, and Below Deck is, it's really kind of cool. It's about yachts and yachties. I don't know. It's kind of a cool show. You know, but, you know, when you look at the commercials again, it's, you know, there were the political commercials. There's still the political signs. There's no escape. So if you can't escape, what do you do with election depression? Okay. Well, one is never use social media as a relief for depression, right? I mean, people go through a breakup, and what do? They go to social media. And they write, you know, their relationship is, you know, they're single now, and they, yeah, and I get it. The reason why people go to social media is because that's really kind of our entertainment right now. We can't go out. We can't go to the club. That's how we could access other people. But then if you don't have any really other outlet but social media, because I mean, my advice is get off social media. But if you don't have another outlet, all right, then, you know, you don't have to scroll everybody else's feed. You could just post, okay? You could find something funny. You can post on that. See, now, mind you, I'll post something and everybody turns political. I get Republicans and Democrats all the time just arguing over posts I have, you know? Thank God I wrote something about turkey. And I think there was only one or two people that talked political about it, okay? I was just like, okay, white meat or dark meat? And I, you know, but if you feel like you need to, you know, get away from politics, you're allowed to change the narrative. You're allowed to do that. You can post something and go, guys, you know, who do you feel should be, I don't know, the next 007? Or should, you know, should, well, it all gets political with that too. But, you know, you could try to, on your own, change the narrative. Or, like I said, write a book. Or, you know, really kind of, you know, envelop yourself in your job. Or make a new job. You know, one thing I'm telling people, especially the ones that are really, really depressed about what's going on, and they think that, you know, the economy's not going to reopen, or there's going to be certain things that the House and Vice President or President-elect Joe Biden could do once it's official, you know, to their economy. And I'm telling people, well, okay, why don't you, you know, do what the wealthy people do. The wealthy people, whenever there's a new president, they don't so much kill themselves. They don't say it's all over. For some reason, the wealthy people and the big Wall Street people and whatever, and a lot of these big companies, they still do well. Why do they do well? I mean, the Clintons and President Trump have done well, no matter who the president was. Now, I mean, obviously, that maybe that's not the most ideal example, you know, but like Bezos and Elon Musk and, you know, Soros, all of them. Those that are wealthy, what do? Whenever there's a president that either goes their way or doesn't go their way, they do the exact same thing, right, as they would do if it went the opposite. They study and they research and they see what their next move is next. All right, if you really want to fight any election depression you have, right, or if you're enjoying life, we all have to do the exact same thing. We have to plan our next moves. Whether it's in terms of economy, whether it's in terms of family, whether it's in terms of relationships. I mean, if Joe Biden is going to be the next president, you might want to start looking at some of the other, you know, sort of industries in terms of solar, in terms of clean air. I mean, there's probably going to be legislation that has to do with, you know, making things more green, or there's, you know, there's probably going to be, yeah, corporate taxes. There's probably going to be some shifts in which industries are going to get a boost and which aren't. I mean, I don't know if you guys noticed, but when the vaccine news came out, we were told that the stay-at-home stocks dropped. Amazon, Zoom, Amazon dropped. Hold on a second. Amazon stock dropped 2.4%. Zoom stock, hold on. Zoom stock dropped 13%. Zoom stock dropped down. They're like at $4.32 a share. It's still expensive, but stocks dropped. Even though the stock market soared today, the at-home stocks dropped. So there's going to be a shift. So your job is to watch the shifts. I mean, listen, you're still going to have to, whether you like the president or not, you're still going to have to live January 20th. You're still going to have to produce for your family and still going to have relationships next March, next June. So if you're depressed, you just start working on, you know, what the next chapter is going to look like. I mean, none of us ever get a president all the time that we like. And unfortunately, every single election has had dead people vote and things like that. Now, maybe your passion is going to be, I'm going to help fight this. I'm going to help Trump get a recount. Great. At least you're channeling your depression into something. If you're excited about the win, you're probably right now going, I'm going to plan a party, or I want to plan a virtual celebration or whatever. Fine. I like it when people channel their energy into healthy work. All right? You know, keep your mind busy. Keep work. But there's a lot of people that are kind of woe is me, and they're upset, and they're kind of in a corner, and they're depressed. Go to church. I talked to somebody, they're like, I started a Bible study group. Great! That's awesome. Somebody else is helping somebody else with their social media. Somebody else is starting a new business. I know it's not easy. It's not an easy time for anybody that is unhappy about the election results. But for the love of God, don't start, you know, drinking. Don't start getting depressed. I mean, I know it's a rough time for people, and there are things you can do, but, you know, and don't feel bad. It's normal to be upset if you chose somebody who lost an election or is in the process of losing. But you want to know what? We gotta just keep going. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A vaccine developed by Pfizer and BioNTech proved better than expected at protecting people from COVID-19 in a pivotal study, a milestone in the hunt for shots that can stop the global pandemic. The vaccine proved to be more than 90% effective in the first 94 subjects who were infected by the new coronavirus and developed at least one symptom. As far as what this means, Dr. Nicole Sapphire tells Fox News,
our threshold was just they had to be above 50%, so to be reporting 90%, that shows it's really working.
U.S. Housing Secretary Ben Carson tested positive for the coronavirus. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows also confirmed to have the virus. Democratic candidate for Georgia's Senate seat, John Ossoff, is challenging incumbent Senator David Perdue to three debates before January's election. USA Radio News. House Majority Whip James Clyburn of South Carolina says the campaign slogan, Defund the Police, hurt Democratic candidates across the country. He cited the defeat of Congressman Joe Cunningham in South Carolina as one such example. Clyburn also telling NBC News,
I talked to people down in South Florida. They told me that that really, really was a problem down there. And I can also tell you about the Senate here in South Carolina. Jimmy Harrison started to plateau when Defund the Police showed up with a caption on TV right across his head. That stuff hurt Jimmy. I just hope that going forward, we will think about each one of these congressional districts and let people represent their districts.
A new Harris X poll indicated that 85% of registered voters say their top priority is to make sure every legal vote is counted correctly. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty. Maybe,
all right, we are back at the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, President Trump has apparently just fired Defense Secretary Mark Esper. This is some breaking news. Excuse me. He terminated Defense Secretary Mark Esper on Monday, days after the days after the election. They said following a series of clashes between him and Trump over the withdrawal of U.S. forces from key bases abroad, using active-duty troops to quell domestic protests and banning Confederate emblems from military installations, they say. Trump made the announcement on Twitter. Now, again, this is being reported by Yahoo. And they say Mark Esper has been terminated. I'd like to thank him for his service. He named Christopher Miller, the director of the National Counterterrorism Center, as acting defense secretary. So this is kind of a sign that President Trump is going to be active and not go if he while he contests the election, which again is still contestable, he's going to still be pretty active. He is considering dismissing FBI Director Christopher Wray. They also expect CIA Director Gina Haspel to possibly depart. Apparently, Esper, 56 years old, has been serving as Army Secretary when he was chosen in July 2019 to replace Patrick Shanahan, who had resigned as Acting Defense Chief after USA Today reported about his tumultuous personal life. Yeah, I gotta tell you, it's so funny how with politics, you know, people have had very tumultuous personal lives. I mean, look at Clinton, people have that. Now it's an issue, which means if you want to run for office, you better make sure you are crystal squeaky, super squeaky clean. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So what are some of the things that Joe Biden might do if he is going to be the next president? Well, a lot of people are concerned about the wall. Is the wall going to get torn down? And right now, there hasn't been, I don't believe, a lot of indication that if Joe Biden does become the 46th president, if they would tear down the wall. I'm concerned about that because we put a lot of our money into the wall. I think us having a proper immigration process is vital. I think every country has a proper immigration process. Allowing people to become immigrants the legal way is something that I'm very proud of what our country does. Us being lax or incompetent when it comes to illegal immigration and not being able to control drugs coming in and things like that is an embarrassment. So for us to be able to have a nice, robust immigration policy and making sure we protect our borders, I think it's something that both Democrats and Republicans can agree upon. The wall, however, very similar to like Obamacare, though, is a signature. It's a signature piece of the Trump administration. And if Trump can't get reelected and be able to fight for the recount, etc., there is going to be a big push for a Joe Biden administration or a Kamala Harris administration to get rid of any evidence of the previous, shall we say, president. So as, you know, President Trump came in saying, we're going to do this, we're going to do this, we're going to fix this, we're going to do this, and he did a bunch of executive orders, we're expecting the same with Joe Biden. And so there will be calls from people to break down the wall. And even though half the country, possibly more than half the country, maybe less than half the country, that's still being debated on what happened during the election, but I think we could all agree that about the country's pretty damn split on those who loved what Trump did and those who hated what Trump did. And so I don't know if they would take it upon themselves to break down the wall. Remember, the Democrats want to be reelected, and they're going to not want, if they won this, okay, because I know people are pretty upset that I gotta, you know, make sure I'm, you know, you know, being as truthful with the results as possible. Right now, you know, Joe Biden is projected. You know, there's still, you know, legal proceedings and things like that that appear that are going to happen. But if, let's say, Joe Biden or Kamala Harris, you know, become president, whatever, and that's going to be another issue, how long would Joe Biden, you know, stay in office? A lot of debate that might not last, you know, more than a year until Kamala Harris gets brought in with the 25th Amendment. The push to ensure that there's not another close race is going to hopefully drive either side to be less radical. And it's unfortunate because, you know, a lot of people believe that, you know, Trump did win. You never saw such support. You never saw people, I mean, and the polls, you saw how the polls, you know, were red. They, even New York Times was calling it. But again, with mail-in ballots, there's, you know, unless people can verify signatures and figure out what's going on, we might never know. And so the Democrats, if they cheated, let's say, all right, if there was, you know, cheating, you might notice a hesitation of huge radical moves because they might realize that their base might be 60, you know, their base might only be 45% of the country and not the 54. Or their base might be 40%. It might have been a 60-40. So them tearing down the wall is going to anger. Remember, if the Democrats get into office, they're going to need some of the previous Trumpers to go, you know what, I kind of like what they're doing. You know what, let's give them more House seats, you know, in 2022. Let's flip some of the Senate seats. You know, I don't know. I mean, people are pretty ticked. Those who voted for Trump, I don't think they'll ever go back to the Democratic Party. But, you know, Biden is supposed to be more moderate than Kamala Harris or Bernie Sanders or AOC or whatever. So I don't know. However, I think there is going to be a huge push, and there's going to want to be the Berlin Wall moment. You know, everything right now is about, you know, being, you know, sensationalized and, you know, catching things on camera and making videos and making history, the Berlin Wall coming down, even though that is not anything to do with the wall that Trump has up in our southern border. But the pulling down of the Berlin Wall, people got pieces, people were able to sell them, you know, that you know, bring them on Pawn Stars or whatever, and you know, it was a big movement. They could say, yeah, I was there and I was whatever. And I think there are people planning a huge movement to have a tear down the wall sort of thing, and that does kind of make me nervous. Now, you know, in terms of energy, sort of, shall we say, climate change, Joe Biden is going to use executive powers to fight climate change. And one thing he is going to push, which is going to be also very hotly contested, is changing our cars and trying to move our cars to more electric and clean. Now, mind you, there's a lot of us, you know, that love our environment and we want to protect our environment, but the practicality of going mostly electric, and I'm not exactly sure what his plans are with that, but, you know, how he said he wants, you know, charging stations across all the highways across the United States, I mean, what sort of a carbon footprint does that leave, you know? And, you know, the practicality of, you know, cars being on the side of the road or wherever the, you know, charging stations are. And, you know, safety. I mean, I've kind of stopping at rest areas after that Santa Barbara couple. Gosh, it was like 20-some years ago. It was right after I got married. There was a Santa Barbara couple that was on their honeymoon driving to Vegas. And they, you know, stopped at a rest area to pee and they were both murdered. I'm not a big fan of stopping on the side of the road or stopping at rest areas. And to be at a station, I mean, especially in this climate, with things getting, you know, a little bit more rough, and, you know, I don't really see myself for 45 minutes or an hour stopping at a station, kind of just sitting there like a sitting duck, you know, and not being able to get to my location when I want to. So I don't know how people are going to, shall we say, embrace that their car is going to be running on battery and electricity, which I don't think anybody who lives in a hurricane area is going to be happy about that because they lose power. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you all for it to me then. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We are being reported, or it is being reported, that Ben Carson, Housing and Urban Development Secretary, has tested positive for coronavirus. He did go to Walter Reed Army Medical Center briefly because he was experiencing symptoms. Right now, we're not really being told what symptoms he's had or if he was just seen as an outpatient, but we're hearing that Ben Carson has tested positive. I believe also the chief of staff in Trump's administration has also tested positive. COVID's out there. We know that. And COVID, unfortunately, is starting to kind of rise across the United States. We're seeing in Utah. Utah's kind of been out of the news. Utah kind of keeps themselves out of the news. Utah does a really good job of not having a lot of drama. And unfortunately, we're being told that Governor, Governor Herbert, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, Governor Herbert has declared a state of emergency in Utah. I believe they had 400 hospital admissions for COVID overnight, and he is implementing a mask mandate for everybody to wear their masks. And, you know, I keep getting this, you know, going, okay, you know, so it's back and forth, so it's quiet, so it's less contagious, is it more contagious, is it more deadly, is it getting deadlier, is it? And depending on each, shall we say, you know, hospital setting, you know, you get different information from each hospital. I talked to some hospitals and people working there, they're like, you know what, it's been kind of quiet. You know, we've been kind of having, you know, some early flu, or, you know, we've had some pneumonia and all that, but, you know, not a lot of COVID. You have other places going, oh, yeah, COVID's there. It's getting worse. Absolutely. So, you know, unfortunately, like what we saw with New York versus the West Coast, when COVID hit, and it hit bad, it really messed, you know, people up in the New York and the very urban areas. But there were a lot of areas in the West where they're like, yeah, we have it, but it's not that bad. So it still leaves us with the question, you know, was it a more vicious strain on the East Coast? Which apparently they've said medical experts have suggested that New York got the virus after it was able to mutate through Europe and come to New York, whereas in California and the West Coast, we were able to get the virus that kind of came directly from China, which didn't have a chance to mutate to a worse form. Maybe that's the case, whatever. But now we're seeing surges in cases. And yes, you know, people will always say, well, that's because we're testing more. We are testing more. Yeah, we are testing more. We're having a surge in cases. But remember, that's not what I watch for. I watch for hospitalizations. Is somebody being admitted to the hospital because of a COVID-19 infection? Now, what I believe state officials need to do is be very, very transparent about what their hospital admissions are. If they're seeing a surge in hospital admissions because it's flu and pneumonia season, and they're seeing people with flu, they're seeing people with pneumonia, and they're seeing people with COVID, again, like what we've been asking since day one, can we please, you know, make Excel sheets, or just, you know, filter and, you know, just give us columns of what's happening. But if we're being told, like in Utah, these are COVID cases, these are people that get COVID and are getting sick with COVID, then yes, these numbers have to be reported and people need to realize that. Now, cases are rising and we're starting to hear, we're starting to see more vocality or vocalness, if that's the word, from school principals, from university presidents. And I'm getting notes from my school all the time. For those that are hybriding and going to campus, we keep being told, guys, no parties. We're hearing there's a party. We got an email the other day that there was supposed to be a party of over 70 people that a sophomore was throwing. These schools are finding out. I mean, if you don't think Gestapo is around, I mean, these schools and universities, they have means to find out, because there's always a tattletale. There's always people that tattletale. There's always a student that wants to get on somebody's good side and they're going to tattle. I get that. Or there's a faculty member or whatever that's going, you know, they want to kind of please the person running the school, going, okay, well, I'm going to snoop, you know, and I'm going to, you know, so, you know, if you're a student, okay, don't think you're not being watched. Okay, there's always something that you know. I mean, remember, schools aren't necessarily pretty democratic. So there's some of the BS that you hear happen in corporations and stuff might happen in schools. But apparently in Notre Dame won this weekend, and apparently the president of Notre Dame has banned students from leaving the city until they get a negative COVID test and threatens to pause their education after all these wild football celebrations. I think he caught the virus at the White House, but and I have to verify what's this. You can't leave, the university or the town, but the hot spots we're seeing is actually, and we've said this before, the youth. The young ones are partying. If you think there were no parties on Halloween, there were. Okay, I mean, these kids, they want a date. I hear kids talk. I mean, if they haven't had a date and they can't go to movies and they can't hang, you know, for us old folk, we're like 9 months, well, all right, fine, you know, I turn another year or I turn another decade, whatever. For these kids, that's a long, long time. And it's, they're also becoming more complacent. So in the summer, we didn't have flu, we didn't have pneumonia, we still had COVID deaths, but the average child or adolescent or young adult that got COVID got over it. And they were fine. Now, I mean, we've had 20 MISC deaths, multi-system, inflammatory syndrome. Related to COVID, we've had 20 deaths across the United States, but the average young adult, the average Gen Z, you know, isn't really kind of scared about 20 deaths that happened across the United States. They're like, YOLO, you only live once. So there's a complacency. And the students watching football, I mean, we talked about this in football. You know, the Raiders keep getting fined, and they just got, I guess, a $500,000 fine, and Gruden got fined, and, you know, they lost their sixth-round pick. So, you know, we see football get fined, and the NFL try to do, you know, what they can to, you know, show they're against the COVID fight. But the average person watching a football game is not really watching social distancing. They're not really watching masks. They're seeing all the players come out of the field and hug and all that. So you expect them to then celebrate in a sterile fashion when the game isn't played COVID-friendly. Now, I get supposedly every single player is tested, and they go through all the protocols, and I don't know, everybody has, I don't know, enemas. Who knows what they're claiming that they're doing with all the players. But you can't expect a young kid to watch a college football game where no one's wearing masks, and everybody's hugging, and everybody's smacking each other on the butt or tackling each other and fumbling and whatever, and then they can't celebrate that way either. Same thing with, you know, the rules with, social distancing and parties. There were tons of people celebrating the electoral college results, reported online for President-elect Joe Biden. People were partying, people were in the streets, they weren't wearing masks. So you see the young people going, okay, wait a second, so I gotta follow the rules, and they don't. So the adults get to be out there in the streets in New York City partying, and we can't. Come on. And kids are kind of getting the brunt of it. Don't underestimate the Gen Zs. And Generation Alpha is still too young. They're going to be turning 11. Gen Alpha is too young. But the Gen Zs and the young millennials, okay, they got screwed out of graduation. They got screwed out of prom. They got screwed out of homecoming. They're getting screwed out of dating. They're getting screwed out of parties and a lot of their youth. Yet they see the older people, you know, out there either protesting or going to Trump rallies or going to Biden, going to Biden celebrations, and they're like, come on. All right? And so they're not buying it. They're not buying it. You have, you know, like, you know, Governor Herbert saying everybody's got to wear their masks. Okay, and I get it. And people are going to, you know, wear masks, and they're going to think that the masks protect them, and I support masks. And, you know, but, you know, these students have been like, look, I'm wearing a mask, and I still got COVID. These kids are smart. The Gen Z, I told you, the Gen Z is pretty smart. So they might not be buying it. So we're seeing COVID cases rise because one is this is cough and cold season, and COVID might use any of these other viruses as a Trojan horse. We're seeing mask fatigue, and we're seeing people kind of reuse masks, or, you know, they're dirty, or they're not really doing them appropriately. We're seeing people kind of done with the social distancing. We're seeing people party. We're seeing people at rallies. We got football. We got parties. We got, you know, we got the holidays coming up. It's going to take the state official to try to scare everybody again, but you're not going to have as many people listen, which might be problematic, obviously. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Don't go away.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.